What's up, Atlanta? Today's Tuesday, March the 20th. I'm Cadillac Jack, representing 470.
I'm Allie Mack with the OG 404.
And I'm Chase with the 706 that everyone wants a piece of.
No, 706 is always trouble. It's trouble.
Yeah. As are bearded people.
No, they
says one listener this morning. What did she say? Donna called in.
She said they're up to no good because they're trying to hide something.
People with beards. Just generalization about beards from Kix 115 Morning Show listener Donna.
Listen, Donna, that just means more bearded men for me.
Allie, turns out, loves a bearded man. Get into that in just a little bit here during After Hours. Plus, Jordan Davis sings Singles You Up.
And he joined us in studio today. Caddy petted his beard. Or pet his beard? Which way do you say that?
I asked permission first.
Caddy pet him like a dog.
I yanked his beard.
But he was so great. And we also played the singles game. You'll have to see who won between Cadillac Jack and Jordan Davis. Go with your gut. You know who won.
Then Can't Beat Caddy, a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we play around 6:40. If you'd like to sign up, text keyword Caddy, C-A-D-D-Y, to the number 68255. Going for win number two. I've won every morning this week.
Which is all of one day.
We'll start After Hours with March Madness. Every time I say it, I get looks from both of you two. Because you think I'm going to say March Madness.
Well, you just did, and we had to cut it out.
March madness. I said madness. It just sounds sometimes if you say it real quick like the other. I'm not joshing you. Sam Hunt was a challenger today that advanced because yesterday he won five calls, says it all. You elected Sam Hunt to move on. Different story today though, Allie Mack.
He has tough competition today. You got to see what happens.
Let's get underway. It is After Hours, Cadillac Jack.
Allie Mack.
Kix 115. I mean, that theme song just sounds big. Mm-hmm. So you know something big is getting ready to happen right now. It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, 7:30, just getting up, just getting to the car. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your morning routine. It is March Madness.
And yesterday's champion in five calls says it all for March Madness was our Georgia boy, hometown of Cedartown, Georgia, Sam Hunt.
One of the most played songs of 2017.
Oh, yeah. Now, I tried to think, who could possibly take Sam Hunt down today or just even be a match for Sam Hunt? And you have a very difficult choice today. Coming in at 50 years old and a better body than most of us could ever hope for, Tim McGraw.
Hands up now, let me hear you shout. Truck, yeah, wanna get it jacked up, yeah.
Has he hydrated?
He is hydrated.
He posted a photo yesterday on a social that he was spearfishing under the water somewhere, some beautiful ocean, I'm sure, the House of Bahamas or something.
Yeah, I think they're in the Bahamas right now.
He was talking, the caption was, I'm hydrating. Poking some fun at himself.
Well, Tim McGraw is a Louisiana boy and has been cranking out the hits since 1991. So, legacy versus new hotshot. Sam versus Tim. According to Facebook, because it's already up on the Kix 1015 Facebook page, this is a dead even match. So, five calls says it all right now for March Madness.
It is going to happen every morning this week. Allie Mack picks two country artists, puts them on the, we can't say bracket. What do we say? We can't say bracket? Okay. Puts him on the bracket, and then you decide who advances. Sam Hunt advances today. Will Tim McGraw take him down? And based entirely on your calls. It is March Madness. That's M-A-N-N-E-S-S. Good morning, Allie Mack.
You are choosing who advances in March Madness. We're throwing up country stars all week long. Sam Hunt is our champion today, and he's going up against Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw.
Kicks eye. Who advances?
Tim McGraw. Tim McGraw.
Three for Tim. Tim already won. Three in a row.
All right, let's see. Kicks eye. Let's just go five. Kicks eye. Who do you got?
Definitely Tim McGraw all day.
Wow.
Tim McGraw.
All right.
Tim McGraw.
Five for five.
Knocks it out of the park like his daddy. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack coming up in studio. This guy, Jordan Davis, sings this song.
If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm going to be
We're talking about Jordan Davis, who's coming up later this morning on the show.
Yes.
He's hosting the Singles You Up party for Kicks 115's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac tonight at Eddie's Attic. And I said, what is it about him? And you said the beard.
Yeah, the beard. Absolutely. It's very attractive. Yeah, and I don't mean it disrespectfully, but yeah, the more homeless you look, the more attracted I am going to be towards you.
What does that mean?
Like a long, scruffy beard. Shaggy hair. Love it. Yeah.
I think you're lying.
Tattoos. Bring it.
When did you last date someone who had a beard?
The last guy I dated. Very long beard.
Do you seek men out because they have beards? Some hesitation from Allie Mac.
I'm trying to think. The first time, okay, the first person with a beard approached me. I think I always find them attractive. I don't approach them. They have to seek me out because I'm always a little intimidated. They're intimidated looking as well.
Chase is part of the show. Chase Hill, good morning. What you got?
Allie, is this beard fetish, did this just start as the new trend with beards? Man buns and beards have just now become a thing over the last couple years. Did this beard infatuation come in the last 2 years, or have you always been a homeless liker?
It was not until I dated someone that had a big scruffy beard that I realized, like, it's actually, like, very attractive.
Okay, so you're not a bandwagoner.
Well, maybe. I don't think so. It was when did I date him? 2014 was my first beard.
When did man buns and beards, like, come into play?
I think I was the OG in, like, just a year or two before
he
that.
He had lamb chop.
Well, that was back in college. I think that was just a boy being lazy. But he had a big scruffy beard.
But if you like homeless people, you're okay with that too, right?
Yeah. Facial hair is just a plus.
I'll never understand it. It's Cadillac Jack. That's because I can't grow one, by the way.
Are you jealous?
No, not at all.
Now, I will say, getting to the point of, like, Chris Stapleton, that's extreme. There's a limit. So I did have a boyfriend that went missing on me at one point in time. Like, he ghosted me. We were dating.
Pretty seriously?
I mean, it was about 3 or 4 months. So, yeah, we were regularly in each other's lives.
In apartments?
Yes.
Okay.
And he went missing for, right. like, and so I got a text.
Well, hang on. Ghosting means, for those maybe that don't know,
just wasn't contacting me back.
Gone.
Didn't.
Radio silence.
Yeah, silent on his end.
Okay.
And he texted me one day and said, hey, hon, I'm so sorry. You won't believe where I've been. And this was 7 days later. He was gone for a week. Like, he went missing for a week.
Oh, this is good. All right. This is like an episode of Dateline. Here's what I got to ask you to do this. Hang on. We got to do a couple things here. And then I must ask the question of Allie Mac. Where did your ex-boyfriend say that he had been for a week? Any guesses at all? Anybody?
Where did he go?
Anybody? Okay, we're going to find out together for the very first time. That is the next thing you hear right here on Kix 101.5. Allie Mac talking about her love of beards. Jordan Davis is coming up live in the studio in the 8 o'clock hour to join you for your ride to work. He's in town for the Singles You Up mixer party tonight. We will all see you there at Eddie's Attic. You had a boyfriend who ghosted you, just disappeared.
Yes.
Went off the radar.
Yes.
And
for 7 days, like, and we had been seeing each other for like 4 months. So, and he just disappeared for a week.
How many times every day, Allie Mac, did you try to reach out to him?
I mean, once I didn't get a response back on the first day, I didn't keep texting him. I'm not a multi-messenger.
Right, but it's just a concern, I would think. Is he okay? Has he disappeared?
We weren't exclusive, so I just figured, well, he's just ghosting me. It's
okay.
Common.
So
he texts me 7 days later.
7 days later, the text reads,
hey, hon, I'm so sorry. You won't believe where I've been. I said, oh my gosh, you're alive. Yes. Where have you been? He said, nope, I'll tell you tonight. And so we went out that night, went out to eat. He handed me a pile, a folder of papers.
He had been in jail.
He had been in jail.
Yes.
He was in jail. He was in jail because
what was the charge?
It was one of those things where you didn't pay your fine that you
they'll come get you.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was a noise complaint from probably 5 years prior. He had $100 left to pay on that fine. He like went ahead and paid up front however much it was.
Right.
He had $100 left that he didn't have on him at the time. So forgot about it, moved residences years later, and then he was out and he asked a cop to help him locate his car because he couldn't figure out where it was. The cop scanned his license.
Yeah, that's not really the right person to go to in that situation.
cop said, you have bigger problems than trying to find your car right now. You're going to jail. and took him to jail.
What city?
Sandy Springs.
He was in the pokey.
Yes, bailed himself. Like, somehow made bail or whatever you have to do. He got out.
Yeah.
Went straight to work.
They probably wonder where he'd been to.
Exactly. He went straight to work. That's why he didn't want to tell me just then. He was handling things at work. And then that night.
He told you at dinner.
He told me at dinner what had happened.
That he'd been getting three hots in a cot.
And then he swore he was going to organize his life and make sure something like that would never happen again.
Was he in Fulton County? Fulton County Jail downtown? They have the North Annex up there
on
Highway 9. I mean,
he took MARTA to get back, so maybe.
Okay. What a great story, though. You'll never believe where I have been for the past week.
Because he didn't know my number. He couldn't call me.
You were dating him for 4 months and he didn't know your number?
No.
I guess it was just programmed into a cell phone.
Exactly.
So nobody knows numbers anymore.
Right.
All right. Good enough. Jordan Davis sings Singles You Up. He is in town tonight for the Kix 101.5 Singles You Up party and mixer at Eddie's at it. He's coming up just after 8 o'clock and we'll have to send Allie to another studio, I think. You'd be tugging at his beard.
No, I'll respect the beard.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack with Jordan Davis. He sings this song called Singles You Up. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first. Are you here dancing to your own song? I love that.
I am, man. That one makes you move around a little bit.
It's coming out Thursday.
Yeah. The record Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. Thursday night. It's always like 11 o'clock on iTunes. I'm always like, hey, like, we'll release a new song, and then all of a sudden, like, 11 o'clock, I start getting messages like, hey, I love your new song. I'm like, I thought that was supposed to come out tomorrow.
The digital has changed a lot of things, man.
Yeah. But, yeah, it will. I will be able to go into a store and buy it on Friday, which is going to be crazy.
Will you do that,
Jordan Davis? I am.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in St. Louis, and I already have done my homework and made sure that there's a store there that's going to be carrying it. So,
oh, perfect.
I'll be in there on Friday morning, and I'm going to be a kid in a candy store, man.
No, that's a big deal.
I mean,
it is, man.
Like, I remember going, you know, and buying TLC records. Like, no lie.
Waterfalls?
I remember buying the Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
I'm with you, Jordan. Come on.
So it is, man. It's going to be really cool to be in there and see my name on the shelf.
Are you going to try to do, like, the sneak attack, like, go up to fans that are buying it and just be behind them? Be like, that's a good album.
Good pick.
Yeah.
Buy two.
You know, like, knowing my luck, it'll be somebody be like, yeah, man, I've heard this song. It's not that good. So I think I'm just going to, I'll just go buy them all.
What I like to do when a new album comes out that I'm a big fan of is I'll go in. I shouldn't tell this story, but I will go in to a big box retailer. Mm-hmm. And most anymore, I'll buy download digital stuff. But if I go in and buy an actual CD,
right,
I will move all of them to the front. So, like, for you, when I go into a big box retailer to buy it on Friday, which I'll do, I'll move you in front of all the D's.
See?
That's, and country music. That's support. I don't know who right all there. That would be.
That is support right there.
You're welcome, man. Welcome.
That's
glad
it.
Glad you're here.
Up next with Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack.
Going to continue our visit with Jordan Davis, including Allie Mack. We're going to play the singles game.
Yes, it's kind of like the dating game, the newlywed game, but we're going to play the singles game because it singles you up.
Love it.
So, a practice question I gave to Cadillac Jack earlier is, after how many months does a new couple start to think about marriage? Jordan Davis, what would you say? Cadillac Jack got it wrong, so you can try again, Caddy, if you want to.
I don't remember what their answer was, man.
After how many months does a new couple start to think about marriage?
Wow. Look at that. Look at what he's writing down.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that
on
it?
The money.
That is
yes.
Was it really?
6 months.
Okay, I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure about the singles game of Jordan Davis. We're going to play next. It is the theme to one of the most famous game shows in time, Allie Mack.
Yes. This is the dating game theme song, because we're going to be playing the singles game with Jordan Davis, who we have in studio
today.
Hi,
Jordan.
Hey-o.
So I'm going to ask both of you a question. You write it down, and we will reveal the answers closest without going over. Wins the point, all right?
Don't be peeking over here, man.
All right, Jordan Davis and Cadillac Jack.
Yes, ma'am.
When you first start dating someone, at what month mark is the tipping point that makes it likely you'll end up in a serious relationship? At what month mark is the tipping point that makes it likely you'll end up in a serious relationship?
So, clearly it's not over a year.
Who knows? There,
it could be if that's your answer, Caddy.
Hey, Jordan Davis. Somebody crank the bus, bring it on around. Okay, bring it around the portico. It's Jordan Davis' bus outside.
All right, Jordan has an answer. Do you have one,
I
Caddy?
Do, Allie.
Okay,
get off my back.
Let's reveal the answers. All right, so Caddy, you said 9 months. Jordan?
8 months.
You said 8 months. The answer is 3 months. If
what?
You can stand someone for 3 months, you will probably end up in a long-term relationship with them.
Oh.
That hurt.
You both went over on that one, so right. That's no point for anyone. All right,
Number
next
two.
Question. What percentage of current committed relationships began online?
Wow.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Like this past year?
Current committed relationships began online. What percentage of them?
That's
going to
be high.
Is it?
Stop doing that to me.
No, I think he's doing that to me.
Everybody stop.
All right, Caddy's writing.
Okay. Do we round up or just give you the number?
It's
Are you done over there, Jordan?
It's a percentage.
I'm done.
A percentage? Okay, I say 60%.
60%. And Jordan Davis says?
51.3.
All right. What percentage?
Don't make us do math.
It is 20%.
Oh, wow. We were way off.
Both
wow.
went over.
You know what,
again.
Though? I want to know how many of the percentage that admit they met online.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because a lot of times the deal is, let's make up a story.
That's it.
Let's make up a story about
yes.
how we met.
All right. One more question.
Okay.
How many marriages and engagements does the dating app Bumble take credit for? Total of all time.
Okay, of both.
How many marriages and engagements does the dating app Bumble take credit for? Don't go over.
Is it a total number?
It's a total number. Right wow. now, you both are sitting at 0-0, so I hope someone gets this
Please.
Right.
All right, the closest one wins.
Yeah. How many marriages and engagements does the dating app Bumble take credit for?
Are you done, Jordan?
I'm done.
Jordan has an answer.
Okay. Okay.
Just pick a number. Cadillac, what did you say?
Hang on, I'm gonna scratch it.
And maybe okay, if you go, it's like Price is Right rules, where like if you go
over,
you're out.
Yes. Going over.
If you go over, you're out.
So an actual number.
So it's an actual number, like how many marriages and engagements? Right. Cadillac Jack, you said how many?
100,000.
100,000.
Oh. So you put down a percentage.
I'm gonna say 2,800 then.
Okay, so Jordan Davis says 2,800.
Oh,
it is.
No, Jordan.
5,000. Jordan Davis
what?
Wins.
What?
What?
Come on. What? Give me that awesome music.
Jordan Davis wins the singles game. Very nice to have you, man. We
Absolutely.
Truly appreciate it.
Thank y'all so much for having me in, man.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank y'all.
Lots of stuff on the social media channels that we'll post here shortly. And Eddie's at it tonight. Doors at 7 o'clock and on Friday. Download and or pick up at your favorite big box retailer, Home State. It is a full-length album from Jordan Davis, including his hit Singles You Up. We'll see you
tomorrow. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm going to be the first one calling you baby.
Baby! Gammy Caddy is a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. It's Tuesday. You know that means to play around 8 o'clock, so let's get underway right now. Can't be Caddy.
Can't be Caddy.
Come on, you two. Do better.
Can't be Caddy.
Try harder.
Can't be Caddy.
Is it Tyler coming up?
Caddy's the man.
I think so.
Caddy, yes, I did. You've been allowed to go to high school.
I don't get it.
You don't get it?
Uh-uh.
The school was high, so you brought a ladder. You brought a ladder to go to high school. Come on, Caddy. Get it together.
Okay. All right.
All right.
When I hear high in high school, I think of other things.
Now, Tyler, if you get more questions right than Caddy, you win. If Caddy gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Caddy because it's not called Can't Tie Caddy. It's called...
Can't Be Caddy.
Exactly.
That's right, Tyler.
Today's category, gentlemen, Bath & Body Works actually started selling Sriracha scented candles. Therefore, today's category is going to be smells like Nashville. All right. Now, it's not fair for Caddy to hear the questions that I'm about to ask you, so why don't you tell Caddy to leave the main stage, Tyler?
Caddy, do you mind leaving the room, please?
I don't mind at all. I appreciate the manners, Patrick.
Tyler?
I'll be right back.
All right. Caddy is out, Tyler, and your 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay?
Okay.
What country couple has a male-female combo perfume and cologne called Soul to Soul?
Tim and Faith.
If you're wearing Phoenix, you'll smell like country star and guitar experts.
Pass.
She probably smelled like Smoky Mountain barbecue after playing Colonel Sanders.
Dolly Parton.
What country artist is in development of a unisex perfume called Chefany with his girlfriend?
Oh.
And that is timer. All right, let's get Caddy back in
like
here.
All these perfumes.
Yeah, it's difficult today. I mean, they are perfumes and colognes.
Here I come.
All right, Caddy. Tyler from Rockmart got one right.
There you go. Well done, Tyler.
Which means you have 20 seconds to get at least one right. Category is smells like Nashville.
Okay.
Here we go. What country couple has a male-female combo perfume and cologne called Soul to Soul?
Tim and Faith.
If you're wearing Phoenix, you'll smell like country star and guitar expert.
Keith Urban.
She probably smelled like Smoky Mountain barbecue after playing Colonel Sanders.
Reba McEntire.
What country artist is in development of a unisex perfume called Chefany with his girlfriend?
Russell Dickerson.
You may smell like booze when you leave Dierks Bentley's National Restaurant.
Whiskey Bar.
And that is timer.
Whiskey Row.
Whiskey Row.
Whiskey Row.
Whiskey Row. You were close. You were close.
Did I not get in before I didn't hear the buzzer.
No. No, you did not get in before the buzzer. And what country artist is in development of a unisex perfume called Chefany with his girlfriend? Chefany, Stefani, Shelton, Blake Shelton, and Gwen Stefani.
Of course.
Yes. All right. That brings the tally to... Tyler from Rockmart got one right, and Caddy, you got three right.
Very well done. For me.
Good job, Caddy.
All right, Tyler, we can't let you get away without saying those magic words to Caddy.
Tyler from Rockmart, and I can't beat Caddy.
Tyler from Rockmart, and I can't beat Caddy. Two wins on the whiteboard. We'll do it again tomorrow, Wednesdays, around 6:40. It's KB Caddy. Have a great day, Tyler and Rockmart. We appreciate you. Hope you had fun.
You the same.
And we appreciate you listening so much, man. It's Cadillac Jack, Ally Mac, Kix 101.5. Two wins on the whiteboard for Cadillac Jack, as you just heard there. We'll do it again tomorrow, Wednesdays, around 6:40.
If you want to see the cutest dog in the world, well, they're all cute, but Maren Morris just got a new little puppy named Pancake. If you want to see it, text the word dog to the number 68255.
Pancake.
Pancake.
She will have her own Instagram account by this time tomorrow.
Well deserved.
No.
She's adorable.
As we spoke about this morning, I think that it's just these people that create social media handles for their pets. You got something better to do. We'll be with you 5 to 10 tomorrow. Kix 101.5, Atlanta's number one for country hits and always on demand.
After hours.
Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac.
Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac. The best show in the morning. Kix 101.5.